My name is John Erling. Today's date is February 28th, 2014. George, state your full name, please, and your date of birth.
My name is George William Crumey. I was born on December 15th, 1922.
So you are how old as of this day?
I am now 91 years old.
Any significance to George and William? You were named after someone?
George and William both run in the family, in the Crumey family. In a sense, I was named in a traditional manner.
All right. We're recording this interview here in our recording facilities here at VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Where were you born?
I was born just half a mile from Pleasant Valley Schoolhouse, which is a little schoolhouse gone now, of course, about 3 or 4 miles northeast of Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
So you were born on the farm?
I was born on my father's farm.
Right there in the house?
Yes, although we did have a doctor. The doctor came from Oklahoma, so we were not completely rural.
Was that normal for that time?
I think so, yes.
In 1922. Were you first born?
No, I am the fourth of five. I have two older sisters. The next came a brother, my older brother, Roy Harlan Crumey, and I had a younger brother, Jeff Bryan Crumey.
Your mother's name, maiden name?
My mother's maiden name was Ruth Bryan, which, of course, is where the Bryan came from my younger brother's middle name.
Where did she come from and grow up?
Both my parents came from Missouri. She mostly from the Springfield area. My father came from St. Joseph in the northwest corner of Missouri. Both came to Oklahoma. My father before statehood and my mother about statehood time. I don't remember and not sure I even could find out the exact date when they came.
And then your father's name?
My father's name was Roy Archibald Crumey.
So then why did they even come to Oklahoma?
Oh, looking for land, looking for an opportunity for a new life. My paternal grandfather, of course, was a farmer, and obviously most people were farmers back in the early 1900s. And my mother's mother was a widow. Her father died of the white death, isn't that what they called it, tuberculosis, in 1895 when she was about 5 or 6 years old. So since there were 8 children in the family, a widow had to scrounge around, and they came to Oklahoma because one of her son-in-laws had come and was successful and encouraged the family to come. They came to the area of Weleetka, not too far from Oklahoma.
When your father came, is there any stories about land run, or did they homestead? Or
no,
anything?
Although my father, who came in 1900, his family came in 1901 to the Chandler area. Now, the Chandler was Sac and Fox country. It could be homesteaded, but there was no run as such, from my understanding of it. But my great-grandfather on my mother's side had come and bought, paid cash for the right to continue and work out the homestead of a previous person who had come and had worked out the homestead for a couple of years and wanted to go to green pasture. So my great-grandfather came, bought it, and worked it out and didn't live too long thereafter, but that was near Chandler, which was in Oklahoma Territory. But my grandfather moved to the Oklahoma area. Now, I have my family wrong. It was my great-grandfather on my father's side who settled there. But it was my grandmother's father on my father's side, I guess I should say, the Crumey side. But her name was, Scotch-Irish. I'll think of it in a minute.
Sure. Your mother, what kind of personality did she have?
Oh, mother was a very sweet woman. I guess all mothers, you have a prejudice in that direction, but she really was. She was very popular with things. She was an intelligent woman, liked to read. She could sing songs that she had learned when she was young. People entertained themselves in those days, and she could play somewhat on the piano well enough that she played for the movie house in Oklahoma in the silent movie days when you had to have music in the background. She was a good enough piano player to play for that sort of thing, but she was nowhere near a professional.
Is that one of your early recollections of her?
Well, a little, but mainly it was her singing. She knew song after song of the olden days, folk songs mainly.
Right. And then your father's personality, what was he like?
My father was efficient. He was a businessman. He was the oldest son. He had an older sister, but nevertheless, this was a farm community near Okemah. Eventually, they had come from St. Joseph, Missouri, to near Chandler. The house they moved in is still there. It was a simple house, farmhouse, one room with a fireplace in between the kitchen and the house. And I can't say that it's there this day, but it was there about 3 or 4 years ago when I was there. So it's over 100 years old and still standing. It stores hay. Wow. They have a corrugated iron roof, but hay is stored in it, and it's obviously not been lived in for 100 years now.
The first house that you remember then living in?
My father had an opportunity at the age of about 30. This would have been 1924, January of 24, because I was just a year old. He owned the farm near Pleasant Valley, but he had an opportunity to lease a country store at Tuskegee, Oklahoma, which is about halfway between Okemah and Bristow. It's in Creek County, not Okefuskee County, where Okemah is, and it was north of the Deep Fork of the Canadian. The Deep Fork runs just at the edge of Okefuskee County and Creek County. And when Deep Fork came out, you couldn't go to Okemah because the bridge, actually, and the bottom would be covered completely. So this pointed him toward Bristow, even though he was a native, shall we say, or at least living a residence at Okemah and owned the farm there. So we turned toward Bristow simply because Deep Fork cut us off from Okemah completely. Under a long-term lease, the following year, he leased not just the general store, which is a large general store owned by a Nestor who had owned 2,000 or 3,000 acres there, which he had bought from the Indian Lotees. But he also, the next year, ran the cotton gin and leased the several thousand acres because Kit Walker, who was the original person who had put it all together, they had found oil on his place, and he didn't have to spend the time running that store and the cotton gin. So my dad took it over and ran it probably for the next, oh, maybe 20 years. I was gone during the war, and I can't remember what time he abandoned that lease. He didn't manage it after 1936 because the rural areas started emptying here in Oklahoma during the Depression, not just because of the Depression, but also because of the drought. For both reasons, an awful lot of the people who were sharecropping on property that he was leasing from Kit went to California. The country emptied, and he could see that there was no possibility really of continuing to make a living there. So he opened a implement store in Bristow, and we gradually, all of our efforts went to Bristow. Tuskegee is there no longer. There's not a house within a half a mile, maybe within a mile. And all that's left is foundations. Like much of the rural area, it's been abandoned.
Krumme Oil was established in 1933?
No, Dad was in the truck and implement business, but anybody of any initiative realized that the real money in this area was in oil, particularly in the teens and 20s, but even in the 30s, by the time he had an active business in Bristow, it was Krumme Truck and Implement. He sold International Trucks, McCormick Deering Farm Implements, Farm All Tractors, etc. But he invested in a few wells. I don't know that he'd invested in drilling, but nevertheless, he became interested in it. He had already expressed an interest and encouraged my brother Harlan when he went to college in 1937 to study petroleum engineering, so it's obvious that he was already interested in it. But it was really about 1941 or two that he began buying properties as the major oil companies abandoned their properties to move into deeper stuff. Their older properties, their stripper properties, they began to sell, and he began to buy some of them.
He was really quite a businessman then, wasn't
he? Well, he was indeed.
And a risk taker.
Yes, he had to be. And, of course, he always said he couldn't have made it if it hadn't been for borrowed money. His saying was that borrowed money makes good business better and makes bad business disastrous. Right. But he was fortunate enough to be able to borrow money and have good enough business to pay it back.